Good afternoon, Commissioners. Secretary Hepler. Thank you for the opportunity to do this. The first one I want to talk about is the Deerfield Reservoir. There's some handouts there, some of the information. I'll touch base with you on it, but it's something you might need when you're doing your discussion, whether or not you approve this or not. Anyways, the Deerfield Reservoir has a 5-mile-an-hour restriction on it. I'm asking to modify it to 25. Deerfield is the second largest lake in the Black Hills. It's 420 acres. It is an underutilized reservoir because of the restrictions and some of the infrastructure that's never in place. And the underlying reason why the regulations there to begin with, I believe, was to restrict other water activities from interfering with the fishermen. It might have been a nice gesture 35-plus years ago, but I don't think it's practical anymore. In contrast, in the winter, snowmobiles and people can drive as fast as they want on the lake. There's no problems. In fact, the snowmobiles, that's part of their trail when they leave the Mystic Ranger there, not Mystic Ranger, but there's a resort up there. They drive down through the center of it. There's ice houses, there's fishermen, and everybody gets along. It's not a problem. So anyways, I believe it's time we look into that and change that. On the handout that I gave you, I have the first page there is basically the restriction of no wake. And the second page, it just shows that 5 miles an hour is the max speed. Then I got a little Creole information there. The number of interviews, and I got a highlight of the interviews and then the YEP, that's yellow perch. To show you how much activity there is in the winter in comparison to the summer. A lot of the fishermen target the perch in the winter. In the summertime, they target the trout. But there's a lot more activity in the wintertime than there is in the summer. Same thing on the next page, page 2, is the interviews. In a 5-month period, they had 562 intervals. In a 7-month period, which covers the summer period, they had 442. There was 20% more in the wintertime in 5 months than there was in the summertime. In the last page, I got a map there so you can see the lake. It's kind of a long, narrow lake. I have highlighted there's two boat ramps. The one on the north shore there, it's really a primitive road to get there. They call it Custer Trail, and it really is a trail. The other boat ramp at the bottom of there on the south end of it, that's the Dutchman. They call it the Dutchman. That's where the Dutchman campground is. And that's the main boat ramp. To go from the boat ramp up to the inlet, which would be on the west side, it's about 2 miles. At 12 minutes a mile, that's a 24-minute boat ride one way. Also, some other points I'd like to make out is that reservoir is 74 years old. Putting it off to the side and not using it isn't preserving it. It's aging with the rest of them. You wonder, when are we going to get to use it? Also, in the Black Hills, we have approximately 30, maybe 32 lakes. All of them have motor restriction except for three: Sheridan, Pactola, and Stockade. Stockade is in the park. It's 130 acres. The rest, there's some motor restrictions on them. So there's plenty of other lakes that the kayakers, the canoers, and all those folks can go if they want to get away from motorboats. But anyways, it just seems setting aside a 420-acre lake and putting restrictions on it like that is not the best utilization for it. One of the other issues that is on the lake, and of course that's all part of utilizing this reservoir, there's 2 miles of gravel going into it. 74 years old, still got 2 miles of gravel. In contrast, Ormond Dam is the oldest reservoir in the nation, and it had 3 miles of gravel going into it before it was paved. It took 100 years to get that 3 miles paved. And after it was paved, we all know Ormond Dam is like and at the Belfouche Reservoir, and how that has served the public since then. You ask who does that affect the most, the 5-mile-an-hour speed limit? It affects the fishermen the most. I mean, like I said, if you want to go to the inland, it's a 24-minute boat ride one way, and you got 24-minute back. There are just a lot of things that haven't changed a lot. There's no fishing piers there. There's no beach. And will this change make a big difference from 5 to 25? I don't think people even really notice it. There's also recently been lake trout introduced to that. You know, if you want fishermen to come and take advantage of this stuff, I don't think it's necessary to have to go 5 miles an hour in your pursuit for that. There would still need to be some no wake areas. I mean, I'm saying 25 minutes throughout the whole lake, or miles throughout the whole lake. There would have to be some no wakes. The Gold Run area would need some no wake buoys. The picnic area, which is on the west side, would need some buoys. There's a North Bay you see on your map that's down by the dam. That's long and narrow. That would need a buoy, along with the boat ramps. And there's always the issue as well. That's a Forest Service lake. Well, actually, it's not a Forest Service lake. Forest Service has the line around it. The people that's using the lake are your customers, and those are the folks I think that are the most affected by it. So I'm asking you review that and to make that change and make that improvement. It's long overdue. The other one is the Pactola, the spearing of bass. Spearing of bass have gone on there a long time. It's probably one of the first lakes that really got a lot of spearing activity. It used to be full of suckers, and they had a ball shooting those. But anyways, over the years, that population has really been decimated. And that was really a good bass fishery. It just really makes me sick what kind of shape it's in right now. Anyways, I was hoping to get that changed so that population could be rebuilt back up. On your handout there, again, I just show that the Pactola Reservoir, excluding salmonoids, May 1 to 31. I'd like to see the bass restricted, largemouth and smallmouth, all year. There is a lot of spear fishing now for northerns in the wintertime, and if you didn't have it year-round, they could shoot those then also. So the one handout there on page one, it shows you I got the MLB, that's the largemouth bass, percent of anglers targeting them. Not many people fish it. Don't even bother. I don't even know if there's many largemouth big enough for those folks to shoot. There are largemouth there. You'll never decimate them all. And there's enough there to repopulate the area. But it's going to take some years to do that. And you need to start. The other page one there is the smallmouth bass. They evidently, when they did the interview in 2014 and in 2015, they had smallmouth bass on their schedule there. But I don't know if they plan on putting them in or if they found some in there, but I've never have. But Pactola is a good example. You put a regulation on it and you kind of forget about it. And it is tough to survey those fish, those bass up there. The water's clear, it's deep, and they're net shy. So a lot of hasn't been done as far as keeping track of how that's going. But I can tell you, it has been bad. The Pactola fishery has changed a lot over the years. Years ago, it was full of suckers and had one of the best brown trout fisheries you could ask for. It had big perch and schools of big perch and bass. Most of that stuff has all changed. Now we have lake trout, which are very popular, northern pike, which is very popular, and a bunch of bluegill, which are very popular. Northern pike were illegally introduced, and they've done so well, and so many people went after them. Game and Fish says, we've got a fishery here, and there's a lot of people that are utilizing it. So They've never done anything as far as removing them, and it hasn't seemed to have bothered a whole lot, except maybe the trout. They got to put bigger trout in. The spear fishermen had the choice to shoot these fish for a long time. It's time the traditional angler has a chance to pursue their fish that they'd like to fish. The bass, they need the protection to rebound. Many of the bass anglers practice catch and release. Spearmen don't. Bass are also very well needed in the reservoir to control the bluegills and the rock bass. Those populations have gone real high. I mean, it's a perfect fit. It's a win-win. So anyways, I'm asking that you consider making those changes to eliminate the spearing of largemouth bass and smallmouth impactola. Subject to your questions.
Thank you, Ken. I think what we'll do is have Tony and John are going to address both petitions, and then we'll see what the commission wants to do with both of them.
Okay.
But right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And thank you. Thank you.
Good afternoon again, Tony Life, Director of the Wildlife Division. On pages 12 and 13, those two petitions are in your book. I'll attempt to address what knowledge we have on the restriction on Deerfield Lake, and then John can give you a briefing on the status or the biological implications of the petition that's on page 13. So I think Ken did a good job of summarizing the issue with Deerfield Lake. He did point out that while it's actually in rule, it's a no-wake rule is what we have on Deerfield right now. And by definition, the no-wake rule pertains to, you know, moving at a pace where the boat doesn't create a wake. Now, obviously, anytime a boat just slips through the water, there's a small wake. So there's an element of interpretation there. So to aid in that element of interpretation, the description of that type of restriction says 5 miles an hour. So we don't have any other lakes where we have a speed limit or even motor restrictions anymore. That was a cleanup that we went through over the course of the last couple of years to either put a no-wake zone in those areas where a wake doesn't belong, or we need that for safety or other concerns. And then there are no other such restrictions such as this that would either be a horsepower or a speed limit. Our officers don't have radar guns, but at least our conservation officers don't. That doesn't mean we couldn't get those to enforce that if that was necessary. I do believe our park rangers do utilize those in our state parks. Ultimately, what this really comes down to is there is one biological issue that was identified by the Forest Service. How real or important that is, it's hard to say, but there was some concern about protecting some bald eagles that nest adjacent to those waters, and I'm not sure how frequent, how many nests, or how close those are, but I think that was maybe even under the original designation when bald eagles were classified as an endangered species in our country too, which is not the case any longer. But what it really gets down to is what's the best use of that water body. We have other water bodies in the Black Hills where you can use a motorboat on without restriction, and we also have other water bodies in the Black Hills where there are restrictions in place where they are set aside for float tubers or kayakers or people that don't want to compete with that those different uses. So ultimately it comes down to those user groups, which of those should prevail, I guess, in how that lake is managed, whether it is strictly for those users that want to use motorless or a very slow speed motor, or create some allowance for the faster boats to be put onto Deerfield. If this is a petition that you'd want to move forward, we do need to coordinate closely with the Forest Service. I had the chance to visit with Mark Van Avery a day before yesterday about this. They do want to be engaged. I mean, we do have an MOU with them that stipulates that we'll coordinate with Forest Service on issues like this, and it's very important that we get some consultation and collaboration with the Forest Service if this is a petition that you want to move forward. If it's not, if you believe that the petition doesn't warrant moving forward as a proposal, we'll sure help you get a resolution crafted that supports a denial vote that you might have. But we are willing to work with you either way on this one if you just let us know what your wishes are, and we will help you whichever path you choose to take.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Commissioner Phillips. I think this is something that we need to look at. I think we should send this out to the public for comments. I guess my concern is, why do we put 25 miles an hour on there? Why don't we just do away with the no wake zone? I mean, we could reject this petition and have another one brought forward tomorrow that says just do away with the 5 mile speed limit. I don't know if that would address the petitioner's concerns, but I would think it would.
So, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Phillips, as you might recall, and I think you're tracking on this too, that it's a take it or leave it when it comes to petitions, but that doesn't preclude the commission from proposing an alternate. You don't even need to have a separate petition yourself. The other thing is you can, there is time between proposal and finalization that adjustments could be made. So even if you accepted the petition, but ultimately you feel like there's a better solution, as long as the proposed changes grant the commission sufficient scope of authority to make other changes in between there, you'd have that ability too.
And then I would move acceptance of this petition.
There a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Locken.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't you see places where they say minimum wake zone and you don't have to get into the miles an hour issue? I think I see that in places where they say minimum wake zone. Just a thought.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Locken, I'm not familiar with that particular language. Typically what you're going to see, at least in South Dakota,
yeah,
would be no wake zones, or there's no restriction at all in those uses. And I can't say that I can recall a minimal lake now. There may be a private water body that's regulated by a municipality or something that might have some special rules like that, but I'm not familiar with any of those waters that you have authority over to issue those that we'd have anything that's described as you mentioned.
I believe I've seen it in another state. I'm good with pursuing the other thing, but maybe we could clean it up just by saying minimum week.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Locken, that would certainly be a prerogative of yours that you would have at finalization. Should that be the, you know, as we go back and look at it some more, if this motion passes, that we'll do some digging on that and see if there might be some language that would fit within what you're describing.
Yes. Commissioner Sharp.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Sharp here. Is there any anecdotal stories on use habits out at that lake from field staff?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Sharp, we have visited with our field staff on this, and ultimately it does come down to that conversation about the different types of users that we have out there. There are some users who do not wish to see motorized boats moving at a fast pace out there, and we've heard from some of those. And on the other side of this, you have those individuals that, you know, wish to be able to get to one side of the lake to the other in a judicious fashion. So it does come down. I mean, we have heard from some of those users and have been visiting with our field staff on that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
A follow-up question on that. Is it a practical place to drop in a, you know, 24-foot boat with a 300-horse engine on it to go roaring 2 miles to go fishing? I mean, it looks like it's the kind of lake you're going to drop in a pretty small boat with a pretty small engine and And is that what that lake is, or are people using the big moats out there so they're going to be able to kick up a really large wake when they go to one side or the other?
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Dell did a good job of describing the water body. I would consider it a moderately sized water body, about, 400 acres, I think, is what our staff had said. But it is a long and somewhat narrow water body. I think Commissioner Bees lives or has some property very close by and might be able to help with that.
Commissioner Bees.
Very, very familiar with Deerfield. I'm up there almost on a daily basis, quite a bit of during the year. And the typical use I see on that lake now is a lot of float tubers, you know, your fly fishermen and that on that inlet side. And then, you know, a lot of kayakers. And just for my opinion about the Deerfield area, I would hate to see it into another Sheridan Lake or Pactola Lake. It's one of the areas you can go to and get away from the hustle and bustle of all the other bigger lakes. And I think it would be a crime if we opened it up to that type of activity. It's just one of those special places to get away from, and people can go and get away from the hustle and bustle. And it's still very usable by the people. Thanks.
Any other questions, comments? Okay, if not, all in favor of the motion, which is to adopt or approve the petition, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Roll call vote. So it'll go for 30 days of comment, and then we'll see what we get.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we will get this included with the proposals, ensure that there is a public notice that's given that is as specific as it needs to be to the proposal as it was made here, but also grant some latitude and scope should the commission wish to find some middle ground between what it is now and the proposed changes.
Great. So then if we could address the second petition, but then I should ask,